Georgia Congressman Tom Price is Donald Trump's choice as the country's next Health and Human Services Secretary. And if he is confirmed, he'll have to give up his seat in Georgia's 6th District, an area that includes Sandy Springs, Alpharetta, and East Cobb. That would in turn spark a special election campaign to replace him, right in the middle of Georgia's legislative session. And a lot of the candidates come from the legislature. So as Johnny Kaufman reports, they could face some ethical conundrums.
Here's the big issue. Georgia's legislative session is only 40 days long, and it starts January 9.
If you're going to go run for Congress, run for Congress. If you're going to be a state legislator, be a state legislator.
State Senator Josh McCoon is worried about a scenario like this. Hospital lobbyists give money to a candidate who's running for U.S. Congress. That same candidate turns around and votes on a hospital bill in the Georgia State Legislature.
And it creates conflicts, or certainly the potential for conflicts.
A handful of Georgia legislators are reportedly considering a run for Congress, and more than a dozen names could end up on the ballot. At this point, Republican activist Justin Tomczak's name seems like the only one we know won't be on it.
I am not running for Congress in the 6th District.
Tomczak worked on multiple winning congressional campaigns. He says even if a candidate rakes in campaign money during the session, it doesn't necessarily mean they're being unduly influenced. But Tomczak says if he was advising a candidate, he'd still tell them to resign.
One, to avoid that appearance of a conflict of interest. And two, if you're running for Congress, that's a full-time job. And when the legislative session is in, that's a full-time job.
But resigning from Georgia's legislature doesn't necessarily solve the problem. If a congressional candidate does that, their state seat could be empty for at least part of the session. That means their voters wouldn't be represented at the state house. Tomczak says that doesn't look good either. Johnny Kaufman, WABE News.